Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we pause in the busyness of life and the week to reflect and meditate on the words of Scripture read for that day. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, we implore you to hear the prayers of your people. Be our strong defense against all harm and danger, that we may live and grow in faith and hope through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the third chapter of Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust. There may yet be hope. To give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Last week, in our Sunday snippet from last week, we reflected on how Forrest Gump is this crazy story that teaches us, that invites us to consider that stuff happens in life without reason or cause or purpose. And going back to that movie, Forrest Gump, in his life, a lot of stuff happens to and around him in his life. That he grows up with a learning disability, that he enlists in the military, that he comes home and lives this amazing, weird, interesting life. And that through all of those things, we see also this pain and suffering and grief and loss that happens both to him and in the lives of those around him. And what we see in that movie is that people in Forrest's life, Forrest included, respond to that stuff happening in different ways. That there's not really one response to how people react to the pain and loss and grief that happens in life. That we see people throughout the movie lashing out in frustration at the world around them, ugly crying in response to losing loved family members and friends. We see people in response to those crises and grief putting time in the hobbies that bring order and comfort and those times of chaos and confusion. And I think if Job last week invites us to zoom out to see where God is with us when stuff happens, I think Lamentations invites us to remember that God is with us in our response to that stuff happening. Because when we look at the book of Lamentations as a whole, the word Lamentations comes from the verb lament, which means to wail. We read throughout the book of Lamentations these different responses to stuff happening in people's lives during that Babylonian exile, where the Babylons come in and destroy the temple and take away the leadership and leave the city oppressed and controlled. And that we can hear these different responses to that stuff happening throughout the book of Lamentations. That there are parts in these poems where people lash out in frustration at how God has allowed these things to happen. People ugly crying to the loss of loved ones, to their home, to their land. People putting their time and energy to those things in their life that give them some semblance of peace and order and stability in this time of chaos and uncertainty. And in the verses just before our passage today, we see the writer making this frustrating wail, this frustrating lament that blames God for all that's happened to him and his people in this time of chaos and uncertainty. That if we go to verse 10, God is a bear lying in wait for me, a lion in hiding. He led me off my way and tore me to pieces. He has made me desolate. He bent his bow and set me as a mark for his arrow. It's a very frustrating, lashing out kind of pain that the writer of Lamentations is experiencing. That we see this kind of lamenting throughout the book, this lashing out in pain, this wailing about what is happening in his life, what is happening in his world that feels like it's falling to pieces. And when we get to our passage today, the writer of Lamentations finds hope in these words. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. That even though this stuff is happening, even though he's responding in this frustrating, painful way, God is with him. God is still with him. In all of the frustration, in all of the pain that he laments through these words. And we see those ways that God's never ceasing love is still with the people of Jerusalem. That when we zoom out from Lamentations and look through the books that talk about the Babylonian exile, we see how God still, in all of this frustration and wailing and pain, raises up among their community way off thousands of miles in a distant land. These prophets who listen to the people's frustration and grief, these people that God brings into their community so that they can see God walking with them through these prophets. And that God brings the people back home, even after lashing out in anger and frustration and all of the things that have happened in their life. That God brings them home with that never-ceasing love, that mercies that never come to an end, and that faithfulness that is there to catch these people in those moments of grief and crisis and pain. And I think that these laments, these wails the writer makes are an invitation for us today as we read them to know that these kinds of thoughts, These kinds of frustrations and pains and grief are okay to feel in our faith life. That when stuff happens in our lives today, I think there will be times that we'll respond in these ways. That in the stuff that happens to us, around us, to those whom we care and love and care for, that we too, like the writer of Lamentations, will lash out, will have those ugly cries, will put in time to those hobbies and joys that bring us peace and order in all of the chaos and uncertainty. That there will be times in our faith life that we will say and think things to God, about God, that we might regret or feel guilty about. Because I think that these emotions are just part of who we are as creatures created by God, living in this fallen and broken creation, where this stuff happens in our lives. And that when we respond in that frustration, I wonder if we too can find hope and comfort in these words. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him. Because that same God who is with the people in Jerusalem in their laments, in their wailing to the stuff happening in their lives, is the same God who is still with us in our responses to the stuff happening in our lives today. That I think we see in that movie, Forrest Gump, that when people go through those moments of crisis and grief and chaos, they're never alone. That when they experience these events, they experience them with people around them in their lives, offering that shoulder to lean on, offering that comfort and presence to walk with these people when stuff happens in their lives. And that in the story of the people in exile, we see that God is with the people through the lives of those in their community, who are raised up as leaders to listen and walk and guide and be present with them. And I think God is still with us today through those places we see God at work around us and through us, in the faces, in the comfort and love of our family members, of our friends, of our communities. And maybe others see God still with them in all of their responses to that pain and suffering and grief through us. That not just those closest to us, but even those strangers in the world today, in those weird places that we interact with people and do offer that shoulder, do offer that presence for those in times of pain, grief, and crisis in our lives today. Then all of the stuff happening, God is with us. And in all of our responses, both positive and negative, God is still with us. As we reflect on these words from Lamentations, I invite you to know that however you respond when stuff happens, whether you lash out in frustration or you ugly cry or you dive into something to just keep yourself busy, God is still with you. That God's love, God's hope, God's presence is never ceasing for you. And that maybe God is still with someone in your life today through you. As we go forth in our lives to be present, to listen, and to love, that God is still with us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, who hears the cries of our lamenting, we give you thanks for your never-ceasing love and hope that moves throughout our lives. Help us to remember this love in our lives as we respond to the crises and griefs of our lives today, trusting in this promise of your love, your hope, your comfort, that through all things you are with us. Empower us through your Spirit to give thanks for the ways we see your presence in our lives today and to wonder where you bring about love, hope, and comfort to strangers through us today. In the name of your Son who continues to remind us of your never-ceasing love, we witness at the cross and the tomb. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.